There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast where it's all fun and games until, well, someone catches them all. And joining me, as always, is Lee.
Hi. Well, I want to tell people something about that catching them all thing. Remember what we said early on, do not stop for pictures in the middle of nowhere. And if you stop to catch a Pokemon in the middle of somewhere, we're all going to have some problems. So no. But I have, excuse me, I don't know.
Oh, well, I have one of those too. Bragging.
cough. Oh, there we go. Wait, that was a Muppet. Okay. I just coughed up a Muppet, but that's okay because Brian Henson's coming to Dragon Con. Brian Henson. I mean, that is super cool. Yeah, and if you get to come to Atlanta a little early, the Atlanta Center for Puppetry Arts, the Henson family donated a buku and a lot of Muppets. They've got the dog from Fraggle Rock, and they've got like an original Kermit and original Piggy and some other things, and they're just all on display there. There's like 500 of them. And so, yeah, it's kind of cool.
Are there literally 500 of them or no?
They donated 500. Now, I don't know how many are on display because I haven't been able to get there.
Do they actually literally donate 500? Was it actually exactly 500?
No, like yes. That was the announcement that they donated 500 Muppets. And so
I'm going to double check your facts. Where's Wikipedia?
Facts, but I'm really excited about Brian Henson coming because I think that's going to be really, really cool. And I'm also excited because, you know, it's coming up on Dragon Con.
Somebody's trying to talk. Oh, who is it?
When is Dragon Con?
Dragon Con is, oh God, when is Dragon Con?
The dates of 41 days from now.
It is 41 days from now, and it is on the exact top page here.
Oh, wait, is it 41 days? Is it 41 days or is it 40? Because Thursday is the new.
Oh, that is true.
New opening.
That is
true. No, it is Thursday. 40. No, Thursday is a soft open. And so, you know,
that's how I do all my opens.
To get to them. Yeah, yes, that is how you do all
but I take a pill for it now.
But you know what, John? That a little blue pill will help, or a little blue Pokemon. I don't know which one. But okay, so the two guys who couldn't stand it. We've got Phil from Board Game, and we've got Kevin from Video Gaming, because they like to be on at the same time so they can harass me all in 1 hour together. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Lee, what, Phil?
I would never harass you. you're so cute.
And we keep it up. Keep going.
Right. This is me. I'm not firing any shots yet.
Not yet. You're good. All right, guys. You have some announcements. Where are you going to be this year? You've been moved.
We have been moved. We are in the Westin and the Americas, Mark. We are no longer in the Hilton.
Some might call it exiled.
we got more room.
I would not call it exiled. Phil,
send me to Chattanooga if it means more room.
Phil, is it still going to be frigid cold in your room?
Probably not.
No?
America's Mart, we got to check the space out the other day.
Yeah.
It looks like they're used to having large crowds in it for shows, and it was quite comfortable in the area that all of gaming is going to be in.
Awesome.
So, really looking forward to it. The Galleria, which is the basement of the Hilton, had 45,000 square feet.
Yeah.
I think we're up to 96,000. And Kevin left us We're up to 96,000 feet in America.
Really? So does this mean, okay, so with that expanded space, does it, I mean, are you actually going to take over that whole space? Are you going to fill out more? I mean, I know you can fill that space. Are you going to put out more chairs?
Oh, hold on.
No, don't answer it.
He's trying to
John has to fix it.
He's trying to come in on another line. What's going on? There's another person.
Now I'm confused.
The call's coming in from someplace else. It's from inside the house.
It's from inside the house. Are you here now, Kevin?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay.
But he's not on the same call. He's on a completely different call. Okay.
Well, I can hear you and Lee. I just can't hear Phil.
Well, Phil's not talking.
Phil, talk.
Hi, Kevin.
Now I can hear him.
Okay, see, we're good. All right, so stop, Kevin. Hush for a second.
So we don't have Phil, to fix in post?
Yeah. Are you going to? Yeah, no, we don't fix it. Fix in post. That's so funny. So you got 9,600 feet. 9,600. Yeah, whatever you got. That's double what you had. You got a lot of space. So more tables, more games.
We're looking at more tables. We're looking at more tables, especially during peak times. Okay. I mean, I don't know if you've been down to the Galleria in your copious off time during DragonCon.
Yeah.
But anytime, you know, Friday after like 6, most of the day on Saturday, most of the day on Sunday, it was literally butts on the floor. No room at the end.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And hopefully we won't have that and we can spread out a little bit more. Honestly, I wanted to move last year.
Yeah.
But everybody thought that it would be a bad idea to move before telling everybody that we were moving.
Well.
And Phil thought that was the greatest idea in the world because then he could actually get some rest.
Right.
You didn't have any problem with that. The few select ones that could hunt you down and find you. Like a pokey master would have been fine.
There would have been signs.
Yeah. Okay. There would have been signs. Okay.
But yeah, we're looking at the space is huge. It's directly connected to the Westin.
That's awesome.
We're still going to go 24 hours.
So your area is going to be able to go 24.
That's a little bit of consternation with one of the other buildings.
Yeah.
Everything I've been told is we're going to go 24 hours. We got a lot of room. We're going to have a lot of tables. MechCorps is going to have that. It's going to bring their mech pods back again. Miniatures is going to have one of the cool things about doing this is the space that we have now total is equal. I will have enough room just where I am that was in the entirety of the Galleria. In addition to that, miniature gaming and card gaming is also going to be in the same space. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have an equal amount of room. So we have plenty of room for everybody.
That's awesome. I mean, that really does help. And I know, and by the way, those of you that are scared of the day ball, listen to what he said. It's directly connected to the Westin. You don't have to see the day ball.
Right. Yeah, that is the thing. And of course, there's some concerns that, at night that it would, there was a safety concern. Mm. We're going to have DragonCon security, APD.
Yeah. Good.
And 70,000 of your closest friends and neighbors hanging out, walking between those three buildings. So I think it's going to be a good thing for us.
Well, and it is, we're doing really good at keeping people in and out that are not badged people. So that's, yeah.
Yeah, and the space that we're using, there's a lot of space, and I suspect, I have nothing official, but I suspect that the con's going to want to use even more space over in America's Mart going forward.
Yeah.
Because the America's Mart has, I don't know, Kevin, correct me if I'm wrong, there's like 14 or 15 floors there, and I don't know how many are available for trade shows. Which basically we're acting as, and there's a lot of space over there. So that's a good thing. So that means we can expand some of the other programming that we have and get some of these people out of these really tiny and out of the way track rooms.
That is very true. And Kevin,
are really hard to find because of where their track rooms are.
Oh, it is tough. And so Kevin, Phil's got more space, and you said you have more space too.
Because
you already had two track rooms, so now you've got two track rooms that are even bigger.
I've got two bigger track rooms.
years, and we're working on creating a space for me in the America's Mart. I have a collection of vintage video game consoles going back as far as the early 70s. So I will be bringing up an interactive exhibit where people can play, you know, the Magnavox Odyssey 1 and then Coleco Telstar from 1976 and some of the old stuff.
Wait, will you have Duck Hunt, the old Atari Duck Hunt?
Nintendo
Duck Hunt.
No. The only Nintendo I have right now, I have the N64 and a Super Nintendo. And those are among the newer consoles that I have.
Okay. Cool. All right, John, your turn.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
All right, so,
I just got about space. Your turn to talk about games and stuff.
Yeah, so... Well, where is I going to go with this? Oh, yeah. So what kind of guests do you guys have this year? I mean, board gaming, you guys do get guests, right?
Well, we also have tabletop programming, which is the gaming programming. So it's not nailed down, so I don't want to steal Rush's thunder about who he's having, but I think Jason Bowman is going to be back again. Darwin Bromley is going to be there. And yes, nobody knows who these people are, but if you're in gaming, you know who these people are, and they're really cool and really interesting people to be there. But we are going to have a lot of guests. Rush with Tabletop Gaming, I'm not going to steal his thunder, but we are expecting to have some guests, and that's also going to be over in the Westin.
Okay. So see, that's really good, though. Then all of the gaming stuff, both the programming, the games, and Kevin, which video games, I mean, I the word gaming, all of that except for LARPing is going to be over.
Nope, it's going to be in the Westin as well.
Oh, LARPing is going to be in the Westin as well. Okay, so you got all the gaming moved over to the Westin in America's Mart. That's awesome. So yeah, see, for you gamers, you're all right there. You're good. There's a Starbucks right in front of right beside the Westin, I promise.
God, gamers won't have to walk like an hour and a half to go get food.
Well, that's not an hour and a half. It's right beside the Westin. It's by the front doors at the Westin.
They won't have to. I don't know.
They won't have to. Yes.
Yeah, no, walking from the Hilton going to get food, that was like a day trip.
That was, yeah, I got to be honest. That is true because you guys had to go through the Hilton, unless you were going to eat at the Hilton. You had to go through the Hilton, through the Marriott, and then go through that awful, awful roundabout to get to the food court.
Or just take the Habit Trail from the Hilton.
Oh, is there that? Oh, that's right. There's that really long one from the Hilton in there.
Yeah. We're not
going to
be the only ones. We're also not going to be the only ones over in America's Mart Westin. In addition to the gaming, we're going to have military sci-fi media.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
And alternate history.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the big advantages we have being over, you know, one of the big advantages of con expanding over this area, it gives us more main programming rooms. It gives the con more rooms to have those really big events.
Yeah.
Now, what that will also mean is you may have, you know, a big Buffy guest in the Sheraton and another big Buffy guest over in the Westin. But I think that's a good thing. You know,
as opposed to a big Buffy guest in a track room with a line around the block,
which is right.
We're really trying to avoid.
Yeah. I mean, well, I do think for big guests, we're getting more and more space. And you know, and I know that people are like, well, I don't want to walk all that way. But, you know, you guys have asked us for bigger rooms. They're in the hotels. We got as big as we can get. I mean, the Marriott and the Sheraton have those about 2,500 rooms. And that's it. Everybody else is less than that. And so, but we can get bigger in some of these and that'll be nice.
Yep.
That'll be kind of awesome.
Yeah. Cause I think like the main, there's in America's Mart, there's a 700 seat main programming room there.
Mm.
There's another 2,200. I'm looking at the Hilton. There's a, how big are your main programming rooms over there in the Westin? I know we have
the big main room is 2,000 in the Peachtree.
Yeah, there's at least one 2,000 square foot room there. There's another 500 the Savannah Ballroom on the 10th floor. we got a lot more space. It doesn't seem like a lot because I think we were kind of underutilizing the space up in the Westin and America's Mart. The addition of the space in America's Mart is really going to help us out a lot. You know, I do a lot of monitoring of social media. I spend a lot of time looking at Reddit. And when we made the announcement that we were moving, which, you know, we made last year, despite what people think, when we confirmed the announcement that we were moving, the doom and gloom that was heard was deafening. And now that I've seen this, you know, we had an idea of what the space was going to be like, but like I said, this, at the last director's meeting, we went and we actually got to look at the space, and you should have just seen the wheels turning for all the directors that are involved in this, that will see what they can do with it. I mean, we're going to have a space. I mean, I'm going to steal a little of Kevin's thunder. We're going to have an Artemis Bridge simulator there.
Okay, so if you guys have not played Artemis Bridge, my husband and son are now addicted. You can actually buy it on Steam, and they're talking about getting like all their friends and doing this. But basically, it is you man a starship from Star Trek station. So you're Sulu, you're Chekhov, you're Uhura, you're Worf, you're whoever, okay? You're Spock. And that's your station. And then there's also a captain. And we went to a gaming convention, which I've talked about. My son was so addicted. It's whenever he had free time, he was trying to see if he could get back in there. That thing was awesome.
Yep. You're welcome for that one.
Thank you.
So is this like a full size thing?
I'm giddy. I mean, and I don't get giddy. But I'm kind of giddy about the extra space we have. And, I think this is going to be the first year, and correct me if I'm wrong, Kevin, in a long time no one's whining about, I need more space.
Yeah.
Well, at least you guys aren't whining.
Nope, no complaints.
So, Kevin, what guests do you have coming? I know that last year, I think it was the video game voiceover one of them that I passed by, and people were flowing out of the room, rather, I guess is what I should say. So what guests do you have this year, and do you have enough room?
I have plenty of room. That is the challenge. Some of the events we're running, we're trying some things. We got a lot of the voice actors, a lot of returning guests, because the response last year was insane. But we're doing some different events. Like, we're going to do a kind of a Whose Line Is It Anyway video game voice actor improv. We have a different event where we're going to have voice actors do dramatic readings of selected works of poetry and literature in character. So, like, High Tink or Mechatork reading Maxwell, the lyrics to Maxwell's Silverhammer, that kind of thing. We're taking some chances and doing some pretty interesting stuff. The unpublished, this is the test to see who is listening to your show. I'm currently having conversations with a WWE superstar who is also a big fan of video games, who is coming to Dragon Con and would like to do some panels on his video gaming channel and how he does video games when he's on the road with WWE. This is not a small-time wrestler. He's actually a current champion. So those of you who are wrestling fans, you probably can figure out who I'm talking about. But I can't announce it because he's not an official guest. We're just kind of sneaking him in.
Mm.
Oh, my. And when people hear about it, then they will bring everybody, right?
Exactly. It's a really a new day for us, so to speak. Well, so that's really the only hint I can provide.
Okay, I don't watch wrestling. I get no hint, but that's good.
It's the Rock, right?
Yeah. If there's a list higher than A-list, the Rock would be on it right now.
Yes. Kind of, yeah. Okay, so, but you got, I know the voice, because I met her, she's coming. She does the Fallout 4 voice, the female one.
Yeah, yeah. Courtney Taylor's coming again this year.
She is so sweet, guys. Meet her. She's so nice. And she's so funny. She's very, very funny.
Hello.
We already have some celebrities popping.
And what are you are also doing something on the soft opening on it's not an official day. You're doing something on Thursday night too.
Yes. DragonCon Video Gaming is proud to present the 8-bit ball. We're basically DJ Spider is going to be spinning 70s and 80s dance music. It's going to be a disco golden age of video gaming theme. Yours truly has a 70s outfit ready to go. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. And yeah, it's Thursday night, 10 o'clock at the West, and it's my first Thursday night event. So I'm hoping a lot of people show up.
So wait, you're doing this at Thursday at the West, Thursday night at 10.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm doing the lip sync contest at 8:30. So awesome. So see, you can come to the lip sync contest and then go to Kevin's thing.
Exactly right.
See, there you go. That'll be awesome.
But we are still doing the Heroes and Villains Ball on Saturday.
Oh, you are still doing that too.
Yeah, I'm doing two parties. This is not a replacement. This is a second party that I will be doing at Dragon Con this year.
I think we've both lost our minds. I'm doing that too. Did your mind just wave as it went by?
I'm trying to figure out where we're going to put. We're going to be in the Westin this year as opposed to the Sheraton. Last year, we tried to cram 3,500 people into our party. It could be bigger this year.
Well, in the Westin, wow. Good luck. Woohoo.
Yeah, right?
I'm just going to say good luck. It'll be awesome. It'll be awesome.
Good luck. Good luck is right.
Okay.
We might actually be spreading it amongst several ballrooms.
Now,
oh, really?
Can you guys?
We have some plans.
Ooh. Okay.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes, now we can.
Okay, yeah. I lost you. I lost you. My internet dropped out for a second there, but so I missed actually something that Kevin was saying. He was announcing some people, and then it dropped out as though the Dragon Con police were listening. And then it came back in on you talked about some sort of wrestler in The Rock, that The Rock was going to be there. You confirmed that.
No.
And then.
No, it is not The Rock.
then I lost you for a minute, Smalls.
You know, you're killing me, Smalls. You know, we used to, in my family, the one person that just would pick at you, like if you're on a family trip and it was just that one person that would just make everybody a little crazy. And we would call him the Spoon. John is the Spoon, and not in a good way, like the tick goes spoon when he runs. No, John is
in the sexy way is what she means.
No, not in the sexy way either. So
there is no spoon.
There is no spoon. I thought there was no cat.
I was just going a different sci-fi reference there.
Okay. So what other big events do you have going? Now I heard, your ball and the, thing that you mentioned right before that, as I was trying to get my, internet back going, but it was recording. So,
John, I can sit here and talk about my balls all night.
And there we go, folks. Welcome to 50 days.
All right. Let me switch over to Phil then. Phil, how about your balls? How are they?
Oh God. Oh, good. Phil's gone.
Phil's gone. Phil's just
lost. Phil, man down.
Phil, man down. Phil.
He'll be back. See, you broke somebody.
I don't know what's going on.
Broke the internet again, John.
I have no idea what's going on at this point. Let's talk about how short Lee is.
No, let's not. Okay, so Kevin, What yeah. other? Okay, now what other? Okay, so I know nothing about gaming other than now I've learned a little bit, but it's mostly board gaming. But with video gaming, how it's becoming bigger and bigger, isn't it? I mean, it's not just in my house or with the people I know. I know people that I would not consider sci-fi who are like Pokemon going all over the place and who are now like, wait, what? There are games you can play on your computer? What? And starting to download stuff like that.
Yeah, we this year at current count, I'm at 61 panels.
Dear Lord, man. Well,
how
yeah.
How many rooms do you have?
2 rooms.
Okay.
I'm running programming from 10 a.m. to about 4 a.m. the following morning, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, well, Phil's running programming 24/4, so there you go.
Phil's crazy.
Beat him, will you?
It's not crazy.
Define crazy. Phil, your picture is beside it. Here, hey, we have a job that's 24/4 at Dragon Con for people that get really, really upset when you don't have their version of the board game they want.
Yeah, that's always fun to deal with.
Yeah, see? I said, crazy man.
I'm sorry. I had a flashback.
So, but I wanted to say, so Phil, do you have the game Lanterns yet? Have you played it? Is he gone again?
No, he's there.
I see him.
I don't know if he can hear us.
Okay. Well, we'll get him back. All right. So, we're having the best time ever here.
This is awesome.
This is awesome. So, Kevin, what else have you got going on?
We're bringing back the video game costume contest. We basically took our two contests and merged them into one. So,
okay. And when is that?
One big contest. What's that?
When is that being held and where?
That will be Saturday afternoon at 5:30 in the Westin Peachtree Ballroom.
Awesome.
And since I have been asked this question for the last, I believe it's 3 years running on this very podcast, we are in fact having a Minecraft panel this year.
Okay, but are you having a Minecraft panel this year?
There is no spoon.
Nope.
But are you having a Pokemon Go panel this year?
As a matter of fact, I am. Not only am I having a Pokemon Go panel, but the developers of Pokemon Go, Niantic Labs, will be at Dragon Con.
Really?
Now, they were...
That's kind of cool.
They were there before, though, weren't they?
Yeah, they were there for Ingress, and right. then Pokemon Go released, and all of a sudden they got a lot more popular.
Right. I was going to say, isn't Pokemon Go just Ingress, really? At the end of the day,
Ingress at you, yes.
Yeah. Phil, are you back with us now, buddy? Phil?
Nope.
It's at AT&T data. Nope. He's obviously not here. Otherwise, I'd have been throttled by now.
Yeah, he's trying. Yeah, you will. And you will be throttled later. He's trying to get back on. So, all right. So you're doing that and you're doing a Pokemon Go panel along with the developers. So what kind of small game developers do you have? Because we're talking about big ones, but there are a lot of small game developers out there too still.
Yeah, we are. And really, there's kind of a master plan to it. We have a pretty good number of smaller developers coming out this year. One of the things with our little deal with MomoCon, MomoCon, Chris Stuckey does a lot of the video gaming stuff over at Momo, and he goes around to a lot of the gaming conventions and talks to a lot of the indie developers that are out there. So my Rolodex is growing by leaps and bounds. The challenge is it was a little bit too late for us to bring them all in this year, because of our deadlines and things like that. But we may have a lot more focus on the indie game developer starting next year. We're putting some of those plans in place.
So cool.
I'm really excited about that, especially some of the mobile games that are out there. Mobile is enormous now.
It is. So many different games on there. And there are so many games that have kitties. And if you start looking for kitty games, kitty, that is K-I-T-T-Y, people. There are just so many. And my nephew, he knew when I said I didn't have any games on my phone. Do you know what he knew how to do? He knew how to go to the Play Store and say, get them there. He's three.
Yeah.
He's three. He's like, get him.
My son is four. He has figured out how to get into my wife's phone and install and play games. My daughter was shoulder surfing the passcode on my iPad when she was three.
He shoulder surfed both of his parents. He has shoulder surfed both of his parents, and because he took his dad's phone and went and hid in a little corner and like was doing all this stuff. And they're like, we hope he didn't call, you know, middle of nowhere, you know, Russia, but you know, we have no idea what he did. We were trying to figure it out, and there was just this list of stuff that he had done. And I'm like, good job. Way to go, little man.
My kids hate my phone because it unlocks with a fingerprint.
Oh, you got that one now. Yeah.
Sorry, kids.
Oh, when he's around, sometimes I set up the facial recognition because I got way too many just pictures of, why do I have another freaking picture of my cat with half a thumb in it? Why do I? It's because he had figured it out. Yeah, they're brilliant on that.
I cleared out 3 gigs of pictures that my daughter had taken with my iPad.
There you go. 3 gigs.
I know the inside of her nostrils so well.
Oh, nice. You can always. Yep, that's. Wait, all right. Now I'm looking for my daughter. All kids, your heads up. Yep, there she is, right over there. That nostril pattern. Come here. I need you. Awesome.
Exactly right.
Do we have
little known factors? Fingerprints, retina scan, now nostril prints.
Do we have Phil back yet? Phil, you there?
Oh God.
Oh, there he is.
Apparently, hi, Phil. You should not get on one of these calls. Uh-huh. And I have your battery almost dead.
No. Because, it needs battery.
Because weird things will happen.
Well,
like I could like hear like every 15th word you guys were saying.
Oh, okay.
Well, let me ask you, Phil, since we have you, what do you predict will be the biggest or most wanted to be checked out games this year over at the board gaming area? Oh, and plus, how do people actually do the checking out of the board games? I know we do this every year, but you know, we get new listeners.
Yeah, it's a new year. As usual, in order to check out board games from the Dragon Con Board Game Library, you need to have a board games membership. This year, the board games membership is going to be $10.
It's cheap, folks.
What was that?
I said that's cheap. 4 days.
Yeah,
that's
4 cheap. Days of you know, you can check out and try any of our games that we have in the library. You can do that, you know, starting at 9 o'clock on Friday, all the way through 2 o'clock on Monday. So I think it's one of the best values that we have at the con. So I'm looking for, you know, that's what we're going to have. Plus, we're going to have a couple of what's now the big board game company in the United States is going to be there, Asmodee, which basically distributes games for pretty much everybody. They took over the licensing for Catan, which is always going to be huge. We're still working out some details, but we hope to have another championship qualifier for Settlers of Catan. The game, of course, that I'm looking forward to having checked out the most, I think this year Catan may finally get dethroned as the most popular game that we have. King of Tokyo, King of New York.
King of Tokyo. Oh, it's awesome.
We're going to run some tournaments on that, and hopefully that'll be one of the most checked out games at the show.
Well, I've got to say, if you have not played King of Tokyo, this is a great time to check it out. And also that if you are trying to play King of Tokyo, it is great for adults. It is also great for whatever age they say it's appropriate for. We've played it with about an 8-year-old, and she loved it. And it kept her attention, and it was a lot of fun. So, it's awesome. King of Tokyo is fun, and you have you get monster little thingies, and it's cute. It's very cute too.
We're also doing something in gaming this year. Tentatively, we're calling it the Kids Sampler.
Oh,
so it's something for your slightly, you know, out of diapers, not quite ready to hang out after 8 o'clock crowd.
Yeah. Okay.
Basically, there's going to be some one-hour sessions going all throughout gaming, something other than video games, of course. So we're going to have, you know, an intro role-playing D&D thing. We're going to have a selection of games at board games, probably featuring Pitch Car, which is probably one of the most is one of the more fun games I have. Basically, you're
pitch car,
you're flicking, pitch car. Yeah, you're flicking pogs around a track like they're race cars.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
that sounds awesome.
Let's see. We're also going to have. Let's see. Miniature Game is going to have something for kids. I think it's going to be a paint and take miniature.
Oh, cool!
For that card gaming, you know, Pokemon's popular. I believe we're going to do something with either Pokemon or Digimon or Yu-Gi-Oh with that. And we're trying again. I'm a little light on details now, but we got a few days to get this arranged. But what we're going to
we do have about 42 days. We're all good.
Okay, yeah. So you know, things are going to develop as they come up. What this is going to let you do? What you know, your kids I think we're looking at 6 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
6 to 12 year olds, and they can play all these games on Saturday and Saturday and Sunday. And mm-hmm. once you fill out your little path book, you get all these games played. We're going to have a little something to give away to the kids. The parents are going to be required to hang out with the kids while they're playing the games because we're not a babysitting service.
No,
but. Yeah, I think this is going to be really cool because we're trying to be more inclusive to kids, and you know, just let the parents, you know, let everybody know this is a cool place to just hang out and unwind for a couple hours, if anything. And it's $10. I mean, we got people spending more than that on fairy wings. So.
Yes, you do. Well, and it's $10 that helps us. And, you know, that $10 doesn't go to Phil's pocket. That $10 keeps the games in good repair, helps us buy more games, you know, helps with some of the prizes that you get. So it's not that $10 is just being thrown away. That $10 is being used for purpose. I love this. I mean, one of the things we've been talking about throughout this, and we did it last year and we're doing it again, is, you know, we really are in the next generation of Dragon Con. My niece has been invited. She's trying. It's a real tough decision, guys. Does she go swimming for Labor Day or does she come to Dragon Con?
Do both.
Well, I know, but yeah, it's kind of difficult. But we're already, if you saw my Facebook, I have a 3-year-old nephew and my husband and I got him started on Candyland. If you ever need to know how to cheat at Candyland, please talk to us. We know it. We're really good at it. I.e. Candyland has gone on too long. Time to stop. We tried chutes and ladders. He didn't like chutes and ladders because he really didn't like the chutes. And we also, my husband always looks for games and found something called Feed the Woozle. And so this was a great game for him. And it has different age limits for it that you do different things at it. So starting kids on games early, we started my niece early. She's played Settlers of Catan, the kids version. We've done, what other ones? We've done King of Tokyo. She played Kids Munchkin. There's a Kids Munchkin. Munchkin Jr., Munchkin Treasure Hunt. Yes, yep. Sorry. Munchkin Treasure Hunt. Munchkin Quest. Is there Munchkin Quest too? Okay,
yeah, it's actually a board game version of Munchkin.
Oh, okay. So, yes, that's kind of, that would be cool too. So, look at that. But I love this idea of a little kid's passport. Oh, I kind of want to go and get one.
You're short enough. I mean...
Yeah. Oh! And so it begins.
And the first one was thrown, folks. And the first blow was thrown.
Hey, Lee. Yeah.
You said that. Uh-huh.
Hey, Lee.
Yeah.
Hey, Lee. Hey. Wasn't me.
Hey, wasn't you. That is true. You're being good because your children are around. I know.
Really? We should probably mention the rule regarding events at Dragon Con, regarding
repeated, yes.
Unattended children at events.
They will be given a puppy and a Red Bull.
And a Red Bull. Right as they leave, we're giving them a Tribble, and it's pregnant, and a Red Bull, and Romulan Ale. The non-alcoholic version, which means it's double caffeinated. There you go. No. So remember, we've already talked about it, but every child 7 and over, you got to buy a membership for. And children under 16 need to have a parent with them. Okay.
At all times.
Are we going to ID people? No. What we really expect is this to be on the honor system. And if there are problems, you know, we're going to have, you know, maybe next year we will have to ID. What? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's keeping with you at all times.
Keep them with you at all times. I mean, these, you know, we are not a babysitting service. And the really, games that they're doing for kids, this is not a babysitting service. The kaleidoscope track overall, and we're not trying to be mean, but, you know, yes, of course, your kids are wonderful, and we know that, but still, stay with your kids.
The kid who was walking around gaming last year looking for empty alcoholic beverage containers and drinking the contents of whatever he found.
It wasn't alcohol he was looking for. He was looking for soda. And it was 4 o'clock in the morning, and I wasn't moving too fast. And I saw him pick up one and drink it. And I thought that's what he was doing. And then he picked up another one, and I was like, no.
No.
Yeah.
No bueno.
Yeah. And I'm sorry. Why is a small child out at 4 a.m. in the morning? I'm sorry, folks. I'm not sure Richard's mental, but
it was 4 o'clock in the morning, so that was my second question.
Yeah, that's the first of all, what are you drinking? And stop.
Right.
I don't even care what you're drinking. Because I'm a parent and stop. And where's your mom and dad? Where are your parents? Where is the adult who is supervising you?
Right. Hey, folks, we laugh about this now, but it's a lot less funny when you're standing there with a cop and an underage minor trying to figure out where their parents are.
And it's a lot less funny when you're scared and trying to figure out what's going on, too. And the kid's scared and everybody, and it's 4 o'clock in the morning and everybody's tired. We are not, none of us, at least those of us on this chat, are at our best at 4 a.m. in the morning. We sleepy, we tired, we a little grumpy.
Right.
Some of us are big grumpy.
That's not Lee.
Tall, grumpy. What? Huh? Yeah. Sorry. Sure. Keep going.
So, yeah, I just want to remember. I don't know if we said this before. You guys remember this is the 30th anniversary.
Yes.
Of Dragon Con. Mm-hmm. This is my 30th Dragon Con.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, jeez.
You're a really old man.
All I gotta say to y'all, you noobs. This is really exciting, and I did not think that we would be doing this for 30 years. I didn't think I would be doing this for 30 years.
You had so much more planned for your life than this.
I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't fun.
That's true.
That's very true.
And I don't think there's a single
person. No, it's the big paycheck. It's the big paycheck you bring home.
I'm sorry. You're not going to be able to get a single person on any of these podcast is going to be able to say if they've been doing this for more than a year or two that they're not having a ball doing it.
We are. We love doing it. We have a ball doing it. We have a ball meeting everybody. I love it. I love chatting with people, and I love all of a sudden we'll geek out on whatever we'll geek out on. Because even if you're in a track room, there is something else you are doing and another person is doing that you will figure out and you will geek out on. You know, it may be Agents of if you're in the gaming room, it might be Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. If for me, it all of a sudden could be somebody going, I'm loving the game Lanterns too. I heard you talking about it. And Lanterns is a great game. Look it up. It's on Amazon. It's awesome. Or buy it from a small vendor at Dragon Con. That would be good too.
She's big about supporting small things.
Yes, I am.
John,
that's why I'm your friend.
I see what you did there.
See what I did?
By the way, Lee. I'm all clear for going to Dragon Con.
Oh, good. I was really worried.
Yep.
You know I was worried, right? I was really worried. Okay. Long story, folks. We'll explain it at Dragon Con.
All right. So, again, where can people find you? Because we're gonna wrap up with a game here in just a second. Where can people find you?
America's Mark, Building 2, Floor 2.
Building 2, Floor 2. Kevin?
I'm in the Westin on the 7th floor, or you can look for more information at videogaming.dragoncon.org.
There you go.
I got a webpage.
I have massive intricacies of WordPress. Woohoo!
I got a webpage. I updated it. Okay. Whatever.
Are you going to try to conquer Joomla next, or
why? I have minions for that.
Okay. So the game we're going to Phil. How's your video gaming knowledge? Because I have a feeling I know who's going to win this game. Anyway, only because there are very few. Only because there are very few theme songs for board games. Weirdly enough, this is the only theme song I could find for board games. Hold on, here you go.
All right, well, full disclosure, 2 weeks ago, I spent 8 days on a boat with Phil playing trivia.
Oh, really?
There is no such thing as a given.
Okay.
21 out of 35, baby.
21 of 35 competitions we won.
Oh, nice.
They had them all of their little cruise ship trophies. They had them all on a table and took a picture.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Those are 24-karat gold-plated ships on a stick.
I'm so sorry. Well, everything's better on a stick. On a stick.
All right. So the name of this game is essentially Name That Tune with video game themes. As soon as you know the game that this this music comes from, say your name. Just yell out your name, and then I'll stop the song, and you'll obviously try to answer it. And again, Phil, I apologize because this is the only theme I could find for a board game. Hold on, here we go.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
That just doesn't sound right. That just does not.
Probably has a theme song.
Apparently, it has a theme song. And Phil, that is his number one checked out game. Really, that's what he.
Yes, it has been checked out so much it still has not come back from 8 years ago.
All right, so I'm gonna.
Well, I gotta have another little hat from my collection. Oh, sorry, my bad. Never mind.
All right. So as soon as you know what the song is, yell your name out. I'll stop the music. All right. Here we go. First one.
Lee.
Wait. What? Lee? Okay. Lee. Yes.
Hubert.
No. Okay. Good. No. Here we go.
Of course. Short video game character. I should know that one.
It sounds 8-bit.
No one?
You busted with the old Nintendo tunes.
No one. Okay, that was Sonic the Hedgehog.
Okay, not a Nintendo tune. My bad. Sega tune. Same difference.
All right, here's number two. No one got that one. All right, here's number two.
Phil.
Yes, Phil, go.
Halo?
That is correct. Phil's on the board.
Well.
All right. Here we go.
Phil?
Yes.
Is that Prince of Persia?
No, it is not.
That's what I get for playing video games with the sound down all those years.
Yeah, I turned down the music, man. I'm going to guess missed. I have no idea.
No. Okay. Lee, you got a guess? That was actually Ultima Online.
Yeah, I had to play that game with the volume way down. My parents did not like that game.
If you're expecting me to remember video game themes from over 20 years ago.
Right. Here we go. Here's another one.
We're going into this one. My phone's blown out speakers.
Sounds like Johnny Quest.
What's that?
No, it sounds like some Johnny Quest-ish music.
Anybody got any guess?
Zero Wing.
Zero Wing? Nope, not that. Lee?
Qbert.
Yes, Qbert. No, it's not Qbert. Phil?
I have no clue.
Metal Gear Solid. All right, here's one somebody should know, I hope.
The one I've actually played.
Phil.
Phil, yes. Yeah,
Mario Brothers. Super Mario Brothers.
Super Mario Brothers, correct. Phil's just
the quick, Mario franchise.
Phil's just Phil's just quicker on the buzzer there.
Right.
Okay, it's here we, Nintendo.
Here we go. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Bill.
Yes.
Legend of Zelda?
That is correct. Phil, do you I have a new track.
He gets all the video game ones. I get all the board game ones. Where are the board game music questions?
I gave it to you already. Okay, here we go.
That is so wrong.
I know you know this one.
Should I be Shazamming?
This is one I've played.
Yes, it is.
And I'm drawing a blank.
Because we've talked about it in years past.
Yeah.
Did we mention we went on a cruise and we drank a lot?
A lot of booze, yes. Ask me questions about rum. I got that one down.
Anybody got any guesses for that? No guesses?
Nope.
Mass Effect.
Oh.
Mass Effect. You've played Mass Effect, right?
Oh, yes. Theme music. Not. It's not something that sticks in my head when playing a video game.
That's right. What the
beep. Of course, the next one will be one I got. Ooh, I got this one!
The best part is watching your guys' faces.
Curse of Monkey Island. I have no idea.
No. Any other guesses?
No.
Final Fantasy VII.
Again.
Cuber.
Don't do Final Fantasy. Sorry. Sorry, geeks. All
right, here we go.
Okay, wait, whoa, stop.
Yeah.
Phil, I can see you in video. Is that Donald Trump you're playing?
Please, wait, Phil, stop.
What is Phil Trump, Trump doing now?
I don't want to know. I'm not asking. I can't believe you are.
Whatever it is, it's huge.
It's just a trouble.
Okay, so it was Donald Trump then.
It does a little look like Donald Trump. Right. Forbidden Island.
No.
Now I'm going to say Curse of Monkey Island again.
No. Crash Bandicoot. Crash Bandicoot. Crash.
Dude, pick some games I've actually played.
Okay, hold on. How about this one?
PC Master Race.
Right? Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat is correct. He's on the board.
All right, I would have played.
We just got a couple left here. Every fantasy game ever made.
Right.
Right.
What's that?
I was going to say Age of Empires. Civilization, one of those games.
No. They actually said the name of it in the song, in the lyrics there, but it's really buried. Anybody?
Nope.
Nope.
It's Q-Bert.
It is not Q-Bert.
I will end you.
It's Skyrim. There we go.
I used to play that game, then I took an arrow to the knee.
You beat me to it by like a half second.
I played the hell out of this game, by the way. Actually, I still play this franchise. That's a hint.
Yeah.
Not really.
This is another one like, oh, I should know this one, but like I said, video game theme songs work exactly in my bag.
Where's Jason when you need
him? No kidding. He'd know these.
Battlefield 1942. How about this one?
Okay.
Yeah, I did play that.
Pac-Man. Oh, Phil got it. Pac-Man.
Is Phil at 10-5 yet?
Nope. He's about to be there. Here we go.
Cuber.
No.
So, oh, I should know this one too, but I'm just gonna say Metroid. Be done with it.
No. I'm gonna bet Phil gets it. He just needs to think about it. It's from 1989. Dragon Con was only 2 years old then.
No clue.
Tecmo Bowl.
Oh, that was
Nintendo. That was 89?
Yeah, that was 89. I know, right?
Crazy. Oh my god, I thought it was older.
No, we're just older.
Okay. That I believe.
This is from 93. Also Nintendo. There's another hint. Nobody?
No.
Star Fox. All right. I bet Lee gets this one, although Phil might beat her to the trigger.
This was a trial. Portal.
Oh, or Kevin will get it, one or the other.
I never played Portal.
It's a really short game, Lee. You'd love it.
Yeah, actually, my understanding is the cake is a lie, and you're lying, too, because it goes on forever. I remember that because my kid played it.
I will make a confession. I hated those games.
Really?
I hated them.
I'm sorry.
All right, so here is the last one.
Tetris!
Yes, Tetris! Yeah. And he wins! He gets the five!
Yay!
If we had a ship on a stick, you'd have it, Phil.
I have a ship on a stick.
All right, with the final score being with a 5, of course, Phil. Kevin is at 2, and Lee is at Cubert.
Cubert!
All right, guys. Thank you, as always. Check out Board Gaming over at America's Mart. And then Floor 7 for the video gaming panels, which except for the big ones will be in bigger rooms than 7, right?
Yeah, we have.
Are you still?
Our big stuff is spread all over the place. We've got stuff in the Hyatt, stuff in the Mart.
Oh, okay. That was a question I was going to ask too. Is if it's,
well, you have them there now.
Right. It may change.
Everything changes.
Everything's tentative. Your butt's in a seat.
All right. So until next time, this is John or Kevin. Phil and Lee saying first.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
That was fun.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter at @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.